So the learning today should be a schus for Ilan Nishmas at their chaver Chaim Elazar ben Shem Shinaryeh, as well as a schus for an Ilan Neshama for Rabbi Yaakov Yosef ben Chaim Menachem ben Zion, and should be a schus for Fur Shleima for Chaim Deb ben Menorachol, Chana Leib Hashem Drachon, Abadati ben Peril, and a schus for all those in Eretz Yisrael. So we continue, excuse me, on page 197 in Shar Ahava. Today we're going to learn about the last category of Ahava, and then we're actually going to transition a little bit and talk about the proper uses of Ahava in each of these scenarios, the seven that we outlined. But first, for Oideish Ava Shvias, there is a seventh category of inappropriate Ava, Shehira al Kol HaHavais, which is the worst of all of them. The Ava's Tanugim is Safnukim, and it's basically to love indulging and love pleasure. For example, eating and drinking and other pleasures, Kegoin Znus v'tiyulim, for example, Znus, and going on trips. There's no need to expand upon this. Ki ha'oyhev yayin u'mishtaker, someone who loves wine and gets drunk, va'oichel tamid ma'adanim, and always eats delicacies and heavy food, va'oylech lebeis ha'mishteh tadir, and is always going out to party, who yishkach boirai, automatically he's going to forget his creator. So each of the previous types of ava, whether it's money or it's children or it's relatives, each of them does not necessarily exclude Hashem, and therefore there is the potential that a person could get healed. He could see through and realize that he's making a mistake. But when you're so steeped in taiva and znos and tanugim, and you totally forget Hashem, so then it becomes very hard for you to reestablish that connection and ultimately fix it. K'dichsiv, as the pasuk says, ve'achalta v'savata, you will eat and be satisfied, and then it says, that you have to be careful, you might forget Hashem. Similarly, what we say in Shema, and then finally, Yoksivan, it says in the Shira of Hazinu, that Yeshurun got fat and he kicked. The pasuk is making it clear, all three pasukim really are making it clear, that when does a person rebel and forget about Hashem? When he's v'achalta v'savata or v'yishman, when you become fat, when you become completely satisfied and indulge in various delicacies and pleasures, and basically you're running after everything that's good. So when you feel that way, ultimately you're going to come to forget Hashem and go off the derech. So he says like this: Haraitza, someone who wants to get out of the trap of all of these various types of love, you need to think about it a lot of wisdom, and a lot of courage to fight. Otherwise, you might get trapped in them. All of these types of love, they surround a person's heart. And even if you're able to successfully get rid of one or two of them, ultimately, the others can still drive a person from light to darkness. So there's many ways for a person to get tripped up, and even if you're successful in a couple of these, there are still others that might remain to trip you up. Therefore, a person has to be taught that he's very careful and on top of it. He understands how to make use of all of these loves. In order to know the ways of Hashem, you should know Hashem in all your ways. So he's transitioning now to show us each of these seven categories. We said there's a negative aspect to the love and how it could be harmful. Now he's going to talk about how it could be used in a positive light and how it should be used. First, he begins with Avas Banav. So the love of the children, we said, what's the negative love of your children? That you don't want to disappoint them, you don't want them to be upset, and so you fail to properly discipline them. You fail to say no, and they end up becoming spoiled and arrogant and insolent children. So he says like this, Avas Banav ti al derechseh. How should the proper love of a child be? That you love your children and therefore you want to guide them on the proper path. And you want to teach them how to serve Hashem. Like the pasuk says, that a father will educate his sons about your truth. Uksiv, Aydaitam Levanacha Velevne Vanacha, you should make known to your children and your grandchildren. Uchmoy Shenemra Beavram, like it says Beavram, Ki Yadativ, because I know, Lamana Sheyetzava is Banavi as Beis, Achra Vishamar Derech Hashem, that he will command his children and his household after him to keep the ways of Hashem. The Avas, so that's the first one, is the proper way to be a parent to a child. What's the second way? The second type of love, he says like this, Avas Hamamainti al Derechseh, love of money should be in this way, Sheyoyav Mamoinoi, that he loves his money, Lamana Shalo Yachmoid Mamon Acherim. So we hinted at this a little bit previously, which is that a person loves money, not loves money that he wants and he needs more and more of it, but rather he cherishes what Hashem gave him so that he feels, I have plenty. I love the money that I have. I love and appreciate what it is that Hashem gave me, and I don't need to steal and I don't need to be jealous, but I'm satisfied with what I have. And he's happy that he's not forced to collect tzedakah. But rather, he himself can support others. He can clothe aniyim and feed them. And he uses his money to support Torah. He also uses his wealth so that he doesn't have to work as hard. He doesn't have to put in as much hishtadlus. And in that way, he has more time for Torah mitzvahs. Because he can afford to do so. Because he's got plenty of money in the bank. And so he doesn't need to work as hard. And he won't use his money to make himself feel arrogant. Rather, he'll use the money, which is only temporary anyway, to gain him life in the next world, which will not end. That is the proper way to love your money. So loving your money is in the sense that you're using it for the proper reasons. You value it, you appreciate it, not that you're running after it because you feel the need to have more, or you're jealous of someone else, or the love of money is causing you to steal or cheat, but rather you're using it for avodas Hashem, and you are thankful for and appreciate the gifts that Hashem has given you.